Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat, or Cat for short. It is Sunday. What month is this? June. June. Hell, I don't even know what day it is. I think it's the 11th, maybe? I don't know. 2016. Why is it that when you don't have to work, you don't have any obligations, you tend to lose track of the days? I can see if I was stuck on a desert island, stranded somewhere, that you would actually lose track of time. Makes me wonder, what exactly is time then? Because as days turn into nights, and what really is important then? Because I'm thinking, okay, I have no obligations, like little children, to be responsible for. I have a dog that I don't feed, that I don't let outside. I did in the beginning, and I do on occasion. But because my beloved gets up before me, she gets fed first thing in the morning, and I usually give her something in the evening, and he lets her outside. I do the yard work as far as scooping poop. but I was thinking, okay, you have no obligations. I have, I don't have to have dinner on the table at 6 o'clock. I don't have to be at work at a specific time. I don't have to work because I'm on holiday. But you just, you lose track of actual time, of the date and the day, and you can kind of get an idea of what, time is, as far as, is it noon? Is it 4 o'clock? Is it 10 o'clock in the evening? By the sun, you kind of have an idea. And, I will give it to my beloved. He's never off more than like 15 minutes. No, I take that back. The other day he was like a half hour off, which is not really, if you think about it, it's not really a big deal. But what I'm saying is that I'm in the process of cleaning, and I know this is getting redundant, cleaning my house, downsizing. I procrastinate. I get stuck on one project, and then I move on to another project without finishing the first project. And then I go on to like continue starting multiple projects without finishing any specific project. But I am in cleaning my bedroom, my closet, again, the big walk-in closet. And I realize I have a lot of things. I have a pile on the floor of clothes I'm going to give away, of clothes I'm going to take to the consignment store, and hopefully make a book. And I was talking to a friend yesterday about jewelry that I don't wear anymore because I don't work in an office. It's not something that I need. And why have it, I guess? I have two dressers. One, like, stand-up high boy. And then a regular dresser. And my beloved has this. He's got two dressers, a high boy and a regular standard. And it's funny because my dresser, it was my grandparents' dresser, and they bought it new, like in the 70s. So it's that last era where they actually like used wood. It's not that plywood. And my beloved's dressers from his grandparents, and the two high boys, the one is his mother's. I don't know where the other one came from. But I'm trying to get to the point where I can get rid of the two high boys, because the one I have, I just realized being a woman, you have to have a lot of clothes. Why is that? I never used to be like that up until like the last 20 years. No, not even since like 2008. So that's not even. Because when I worked my other job for the government, you're supplied a uniform, and I worked there for a little less than 20 years. 17 and a half years. And you had to, the black boots, the black socks. You couldn't wear white socks. You had to have the polyester, pants, and you had to have the polyester shirt, and you had to, a clip-on tie, a regular tie, uniform coat, uniform sweater, uniform vest, uniform hat, the winter and the summer, and long sleeve, short sleeve shirts. So it's not, like I didn't have a lot of clothes back then in the 90s. I did when, in the 80s when I got out of high school and when I first got married, and then you have children and you end up not buying anything for yourself because you're always buying for the children. And now I think I'm making up for all that. And who needs two sock drawers? I have socks that are thigh highs. I have ankle socks. I have trouser socks. And then I have my white athletic socks. And they don't all fit in one drawer. And I'm thinking, why do I need all these socks? Let's get rid of some. I have good t-shirts. And I have your junky t-shirts that you paint in and you don't care what happens to them. I have going out clothes. I have staying in the house clothes. Don't even get me started on shoes. I never used to be this bad. To the point where it's overflowing into the guest bedroom. And I realize I don't have a problem. I just think, well, I need a pair of shoes to go with this outfit because, well, it would look funny with that pair of shoes. And you gotta, have sandals for the summer. You've gotta have nice sandals for when you go out. You can have junky flippy flops for when you're just, running around the house and running to Walmart in your pajamas. But I just think, oh my gosh, what happened to me? Where did I get, how did I accumulate all these clothes? And as the motto goes, if you don't or haven't worn it in a year, then you don't need it and it can be donated or get rid of it. I wasn't going to talk about this at all because this is just redundant. I was going to talk about I'm going to start another project. What's that project? I am going to paint the front door. It's the original front door to the house that was built in 1939. And I'm gonna run out of time. So I'll probably start another one. Yeah, let's end this one now. Thanks for listening, guys. Later, people.